This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Thanks for listening to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. You can check us out live every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern U.S. time on Rumble, Rockfin, and my Twitter /X at Garden Goldsmith. You can also check out my Substack, the Garden Goldsmith Substack. And thank you so much for believing in individual liberty. There's a storm coming. It's coming in through the clouds, but also coming through the clouds, lightning flashes, and the mothership with the news flash.
How can the U.S. continue to send military aid without any conditions? Is there no red line?
We've had this discussion, you and me, quite a bit from up here. They're still under a viable threat of Hamas. We're still going to make sure that they can defend themselves and the 7th of October doesn't happen again. That doesn't mean that it's a free pass.
Yes? Oh, hello. Hello. We're Mary's parents.
Oh, well, come on in, huh?
Hold it a second. Mary's parents burned to death last year. Wait a minute. I know you guys. You're from the News Flash.
Oh, yes, indeed, everybody. Hey, by the way, let me know if the audio is coming through. Just got to make sure. I just got to buzz on my phone. But a lot of times my family starts to, like, buzz each other around this time. So give me the thumbs up that the audio is coming through, okay? Because sometimes people will text me to try to let me know. And they'll be like, hey, guard, no audio. And I can almost reach my phone. It's like one of those bad dreams. Like, oh, I got to reach my phone. Oh. So let me know if the audio is coming through on Rockfin or Rumble, one or the other. Just give me the thumbs up on audio, all right, everybody? Yes, freaking Adamant, yeah, and he managed things himself, by the way. Adamant talking about the stuff that he had to deal with the British health system and the way they tried to incarcerate him and stuff like that. And they were drugging him, and he felt numb, and he wasn't producing music and things like that. And he said, finally, I found the right doctor. And the doctor said, you don't need these drugs. And he says, he was right. I didn't. And for 20-some years, he's just, you know, he's been rocking it. So, yeah, unbelievable. And he was awesome. Some, again, some of the most creative music around. If you see the film, the Sex Pistol film called The Filth and the Fury, that about the Sex Pistols and their experience and so on, much of the footage was actually shot by Adam Ant. And by the way, it was co-produced by Danny DeVito, that film, because he was a big, big, big Sex Pistols fan. So Adam Ant, right in there, right in the middle of it. Good guy. Good dude. And if you want to hear some great music by Marco Peroni, the guitarist for Adam and the Ants, he joined up with some other guys a little bit later on, and they formed a band called the Wolfmen. And they have a couple singles with Dollar Mendy, who is the, you know, one of the biggest, most popular Indian singers in India of all time. And he's a Sikh. He's, you know, he's got the turban and all that stuff. Or actually, I don't know if he's a Sikh, but he trained with Sikhs, and he often wears their outfits in honor of them. But he might be a Sikh. I'm not sure. But look up the song Two Eyes by the Wolfmen, and you'll love it. It's phenomenal. I got like vanilla on my fingers. I got to get it off. All right, let's get rocking and see what's going on tonight, everybody. In fact, tonight we got some special things happening. In fact, we have a new sponsor. So let's hear from our sponsor guy and find out about the new sponsor. That's right, guard. It's the World Economic Forum. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You got it. But you know, guard. What's that, advertising voice guy? If you think about it, the way the government treats your property, you already own nothing. You know, that's kind of right. They pretty much have a claim to everything you do. It just depends on how much they want to take. Boy, advertising guy, you're on the ball there, man. I appreciate that. No problem, guard. I appreciate being on here. Don't forget to tip the staff there, G-Man. You'll own nothing, and you'll be happy. Well, that's really, really cool. That is cool. And do we have anything else, advertising guy? Indeed, guard, we have another advertiser. It's the Damned Black Album, the album featuring Paul Gray on bass. The album actually ties into another story we're going to be discussing later in the program about Sean Ono Lennon. Chip off the old block? Maybe. John was getting pretty anti-authoritarian there. Back to you, G-Man. Wow. Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. That's super, super cool. Now let's get to it. I got to check out all the things that I've got scheduled here. And I think we need a theme because our first story, you know it. You got to love it, everybody. It is, of course, about warfare. But are we going to go with War by Edwin Starr? Are we going to go with, wait a minute. I think I know. We're going to have to hear from the Dukes of Stratosphere. I haven't heard from them for a while. Yeah. All right, my friends. Yeah, we got a lot of warfare stuff to get to, so let's hit it right away, okay? All right, so right off the bat, you probably saw, let me see, do I want to do this first or do I want to show the video clip first? What's on my schedule here? Yeah, okay. So here is my little introductory item. U.S. continues its deflection dance on Israel's murderous use of U.S. weapons. Then we go over to this breaking CBS News report. Oh, my goodness. Let's see what they have to tell us from Propagandaville. Don't go to Propagandaville. 6 aid workers, driver killed by airstrike in Gaza, officials say. No, it's 7. Israeli military withdraws from Al-Shifa Hospital. You mean after they destroyed it? Isn't that nice? Let's check out what CBS had to offer us about this attack on the food aid workers that the Biden administration selected because they were friends of his and Kamala Harris, because they were connected to a celebrity chef, and they were going to be used as the proxies to cut off any criticism that the United States was no longer funding the UN relief agency in the new budget that was supplying 90% of the food. And of course, they shot members of it. And then they erroneously, and I think in a defamatory way, accused a number of them of being associated with or connected with or contributing to or helping the October 7th attacks. And those were scurrilous, unproven claims. Let's go. Here's our audio.
Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital.
This move comes after a two-week-long operation in the heart of Gaza City. The Israeli military claims it had killed and detained hundreds of Hamas.
So there you go, everybody. That's the U.S. withdrawing from the Al-Shifa Hospital. So if you just read the headline, it looks like, oh, they went in and they did what they keep telling us. Oh, there were all these evil guys there at the hospital. No, there's no hospital left. There's no hospital. And just like the 6 killed in an airstrike, no, it's 7. And an airstrike killed 7 international aid workers with the World Central Kitchen Charity and their Palestinian driver. Ah, that's nice that they mentioned the Palestinian driver. The aid group said Tuesday, hours after it brought a new shipload of food into northern Gaza. The Israeli Defense Forces said in a statement, quote, following the reports of the incident, It just happened. You know, it was like a bad thunderstorm or so. It just happened. There's no one at fault. Reports of the incident concerning the employees of the World Central Kitchen Organization in the Gaza Strip. The IDF began an in-depth investigation. Okay, well, it's pretty clear. And in fact, someone tweeted about this. So let's see what Sean Padraig McCarthy had to say. He sort of frames it, and then we're going to go into more detail here. And then I want to get your opinion. So start piling those up, everybody. Give me your thoughts. This might seem like an intractable fruitless use of your time to contemplate something that you have literal and no control of stopping, because the federal government and its military-industrial complex friends and its friends in the Zionist movement are so wrapped up with each other that, you know, you're just brought along for the ride as they continue to just crush people's lives, the bones and blood into the dirt. But this is what Sean had to say. Israel, and so they're going to investigate the incident. Here's what the incident actually was like. Israel accidentally bombed a food aid convoy, which had shared their coordinates with the IDF in advance, as the Jewish authorities requested. So the convoy shared their coordinates. They went according to the pre-planned route that the IDF told them to take. Then, I'm adding to this, if you're just listening, and back to his words, then they accidentally bombed it again. So they bombed the food convoy, then they accidentally bombed it again, then they accidentally bombed it a third time to finish off the survivors. And by the way, folks, they bombed it after the survivors from one vehicle got out of that vehicle, went to the second vehicle, then the IDF targeted the second vehicle, they blasted that, and the people who lived in that went to the third vehicle, and then everybody was killed. But the incident just happened. It must have gotten hit by lightning. You know how it is. Happens all the time. You know. Oh, yeah. And Joe Biden spoke up. You probably saw this. He was solid. Solid as a rock of crack cocaine. President Joe Biden offered a decidedly sharp rebuke. This is according to Politico. Of Israeli military operations on Tuesday evening following a deadly airstrike in Gaza that killed 7 aid workers with the World Central Kitchen. In a statement put out by the White House, Biden said he was outraged and heartbroken by the killings, demanding a, quote, swift investigation into them that would bring accountability. The findings of that investigation, he added, must be made public. I see. You notice what's missing from that? Hey, you gonna stop giving them the weapons that they're using to kill these people? Let's see what Aramonte says. Biden not only let Israel block food in Gaza, but provided Israel with bombs that likely killed Western aid workers, including an American trying to deliver food themselves. How many months has this been going on? How many of the Western aid workers have to be killed? Well, guess what? Now other aid agencies are pulling back from their offers to offer aid because they're saying it's too dangerous. We'll get to Daniel McAdams and Ron Paul discussing that shortly. This is The Spectator. Number of aid workers killed in Israeli strikes rises to 7. But, of course, the Palestinians got to be separated from CBS's report. Isn't that great? So Joe Biden, like we said, he was very upset, right? Oh, man, he's outraged and heartbroken. So what's he going to do? Ah, that's it. There you go. Biden okays more arms to Israel. Hey! Wow, good thing. I'd hate for the relationship to sour. Wouldn't you? Oh, that's just classic. That's just great. And as a quick reminder, everybody, let's not forget, I hate to let things pass in the news cycle. The news cycle river, you might say, passed by in the stream. So let's just remind ourselves of what the so-called representative, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan, said about Gaza. Gaza should be handled like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That is the majority of the rhinos. They don't care. just like I saw at BU, many of those Zionist Jewish people and the military industrial complex people, they don't consider the Palestinians to be human. They don't consider their homes to be legitimate. They consider that land to be their playpen, and they're turning it into a sandbox. That's what they're doing. And I want to compliment again. Let me see, Max Blumenthal, because Max commented on the port that the head of this Western food agency was constructing, this celebrity chef. We'll hear more about it in just a minute. And they were using land and rubble that they were just moving over from many of the buildings that the Israeli Defense Forces had blasted apart. And Max correctly pointed out something that I hadn't considered. He goes, there are probably body parts in there. And it's this amazing thing. Even Howie Carr brought it up today. In fact, let me show you what Howie Carr had to say. Because he was, you remember previously on Liberty Conspiracy, previously we got to discuss, I mentioned how Howie Carr had actually started to mention all the weapons that were funneling to Ukraine. I was like, you know, I'm still waiting to hear him talk about Israel and stuff like that. Well, guess what? He did. Let's see what he says. I hope it plays. Oh, come on. It's not playing. Hold on a second. Yeah, it looks like the, here we go. It is going to go.
People saying stop the war in Ukraine. It's not only is it killing hundreds of thousands of people, but we're basically providing funds for both sides, kind of like the war in Gaza, you know, where we're giving and selling the Israelis weapons to attack Hamas. And then we're building piers in the Mediterranean to supply goods that Hamas is going to use to fight Israel.
Yeah. It's that.
So he's getting closer. How about stopping the weapons that are slaughtering innocent people and then having the hypocrisy of claiming that you are somehow going to help the people that the Israeli people are targeting, Howie? You're almost there, man. Almost there. And, of course, the Hamas, they don't even know who is Hamas and who is not. But we're going to continue with a lot more here. Let's go over to some of the more, I think, on the ball folks who really seem to get it. We're going to check out Judge Napolitano with, this is Connor Freeman. Connor Freeman writes for the Libertarian Institute, writes also for antiwar.com. Here we go. Let's hope this guy plays for us.
Israeli bombing of the food truck, which killed seven people, one of them an American. The chef, I never heard of him, but it turns out he's an internationally highly regarded chef, born in Spain, now an American citizen, who at his own expense brought tens of thousands of meals to Gaza. It turns out that the truck was followed for a couple of hours, and three missiles were sent at it. The Israelis claim it was an accident. I don't think anybody believes them. What are you learning from your sources is the perception of Israeli behavior. Even those who think somehow it has the right to expel Palestinians from Gaza, what is the perception of Israeli behavior from this monstrous act?
Well, I think this particular murder of the aid workers is getting more attention because, once again, the Israelis have killed an American citizen, not to mention three British citizen, British nationals, an Australian citizen, a Polish citizen, as well as a Palestinian driver. And so, you know, usually when the Israelis kill Americans, it does not, as usual, there won't be any consequences for this. And the Israelis have already killed an American teenager in the West Bank earlier during the war, since the war in Gaza began. They murdered Shireen Abu Akleh, the Christian American journalist in the Jenin refugee camp back in May of 2022. And they ran over the peace activist Rachel Corrie, who was an American, a young American girl. They ran her over with a bulldozer where she was protesting home demolitions in Gaza during the Second Intifada. And so there won't be any consequences. There won't be any change with the U.S.-Israel relationship. What we're seeing, in fact, is reports from Israeli media where they're talking about, I mean, the official story indicates that this was a very, you know, deliberate mass murder, massacre of these aid workers, because they scored direct hits on three vehicles that were clearly marked with the World Central Kitchen logo. They hit the first truck, and then civilians came out of that truck and went to another vehicle. Then that vehicle was bombed, and then they went to a third vehicle. Any remaining survivors who got to the third vehicle were all killed in a third strike by the same drone. And what even in Haaretz they're saying, there's Israeli sources who say this, even though that they had coordinated this with the Israeli military, they were on a pre-approved route within a what's called a safe zone, a deconfliction zone. The quote from Israeli sources was, this wasn't a result of any accident or, you know, lack of coordination. It's because Israeli officers on the ground do whatever they want. And this is what they want to do. And now we're seeing World Central Kitchen canceling their aid operations. They were brought in to sort of as like a stopgap measure to, you know, since UNRWA has been kneecapped by the West over these false accusations that were apparently extracted from UNRWA workers under torture, including waterboarding, rape, and other kinds of horrible assaults and treatment. You know, this claim that UNRWA was involved in the October 7th attack, and we've seen several countries, some have reinstated their funding, but certainly the United States is refusing to do so. And so UNRWA has been crippled. They're the main Palestinian, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, and they have the largest distribution network and the most infrastructure to actually get aid to the Palestinians. And so this group is now leaving, who is filling in some of the gap. And of course, other aid groups are suspending their operations as well, because it's just, you can't send people to a war zone where America's greatest ally is going to be murdering aid workers. They've already killed hundreds.
Yeah, so right, so right. And yes, they've already killed hundreds of other relief workers. So very, very important stuff. And again, you know, this is sort of a conundrum, because we are here. We are the batteries from which they draw the juice, along with future generations, through their fiat money buying U.S. debt system. So, you know, we just have to, you know, communicate with each other. I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Tell me what your opinion is. Let me know if you know anyone who is very pro-Zionist, you know, maybe a Christian Zionist. Stay tuned for more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
You can help more people hear the message of liberty by joining Free Talk Live's AMPS program on Patreon for as little as $5 a month. And you'll get access to special perks. Visit amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Emergency management personnel is assessing the impacts of a widespread earthquake that hit parts of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. USA's Dave Collins has more.
An earthquake shook parts of New York, New Jersey, and other areas in the Northeast. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms a 4.8 magnitude earthquake occurred with the epicenter in Lebanon, New Jersey. Social media posts started popping up from folks feeling the shake from New York City to Long Island, upstate New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia.
Congress is returning from recess next week with a busy to-do list. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer will have to deal with articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas that will come from the Republican-led House. Schumer has yet to say how he plans to deal with a potential trial. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
We return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find Liberty Conspiracy every Monday through Friday on Rumble, Rockfin, and my Twitter/X at Guard Goldsmith. We start at 6 o'clock Eastern U.S. time. I want to show you now the unbelievable way that John Kirby acted. So let me try to get some of that to you as well. It's incredible. In fact, what I'd like to do is I want to show you an extended, because these guys did such a great job. You know, I showed Aaron Mate before. Aaron Mate and Max Blumenthal last night, they did their just a stellar work with the Gray Zone. So if you go to the YouTube channel for Gray Zone, and they're often demonetized. I think they were demonetized last night. Here is some of their coverage. They open up with this attack. Check it out.
Yeah, feel free to get us started with any topic you want to cover.
Well, it's hard. As you just laid out, there are all these atrocities that Israel is carrying out are mind-boggling. Like, you start with Israel destroying Gaza's largest medical facility, Al-Shifa, leaving hundreds of dead bodies after it withdrew. The attack on Iran, the consulate there, the diplomatic facility in Damascus that is an act of war, as you said, attacking Iran's sovereign territory, because that's what a embassy is. And then you have, of course, Israel killing these aid workers from World Central Kitchen. And since that is the dominant news right now, we should start there. But all these stories are just equally important. And so shocking in how brazen Israel is, how entitled Israel is of being able to carry out acts like this. Like, so many times during this genocide, Israel's done something where you couldn't have imagined that even an entity as evil as Israel could have done it, but they do. They constantly just defy the imagination. So let's start there. It's because that's what's dominating the news right now. The Biden administration is being forced to respond. This, after all, is Israel not just killing aid workers, but killing.
Oh, we got an ad. So while we have the ad, let me go over to the. I think we have an ad. Let me just double check here. Hopefully the storm isn't knocking us out. Something funky going on, but I'll see what I can do. Okay. I actually was going to pause it right there because I wanted to go over. Risha M had a very good comment after my prompt regarding how you deal with people who are very strong Zionists, Christian Zionists, and so on and so forth. And I dealt with both. My mom was a very strong Christian Zionist for quite a while. And then I started to open things up with her in conversation. And I said, you know, it was the anti-state thing that really started to appeal to her. She started to understand. And it's like, yeah, you know, the state is an artifice over real people. It's just a gang of people teaming up. And the state of Israel is a massive artifice in many, many ways. An artifice over us taking our tax money. I don't have a right to charge someone else to say, save Israel. And the very idea of its existence there is supplanting people, moving them away, killing people. And she started to agree, which is really cool. Risha M says, and I think you're referring to Christians. They tell me God won't bless me since I refuse to bless a fake state. LOL. I feel pretty blessed. Yeah, keep it up. Keep it up, Risha M. That's over at Rumble Chat, everybody. And over at Rockfin Chat, let me just check and make sure that I'm not dropping anybody's opinions or thoughts or anything like that. Gather in the conspiracy, my friends, and we will continue. Going to roll back about 5 seconds here and go back to Aaron Monte's comments.
Oh, so shocking in how brazen Israel is, how entitled Israel is of being able to carry out acts like this. Like, so many times during this genocide, Israel's done something where you couldn't have imagined that even an entity as evil as Israel could have done it, but they do. They constantly just defy the imagination. So let's start there. It's because that's what's dominating the news right now. The Biden administration is being forced to respond. This, after all, is Israel not just killing aid workers, but killing a partner of the Biden administration and their policy in Gaza. Because World Central Kitchen, as you and Wyatt Reed wrote about recently at the Gray Zone, World Central Kitchen has been actually helping the Biden administration in their goal of undermining UNRWA and replacing UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees.
We're definitely going to get into that. I think that is the aspect that few other media organizations will touch. Probably only those outlets that covered the Hannibal Directive back in October will tell you about the real role of Jose Andres in World Central Kitchen.
Absolutely, and I wanted to pause it right there to make sure that I put a punctuation mark in there. I don't know if anybody's ever read the book called Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. It's about the growth of punctuation and where it comes from people reciting, reading the Bible and knowing where they needed to have a slight pause with a comma and a full stop with the period and things like that. And I want to put a little punctuation mark here, a little comma, because this Jose Andres story is really a manifestation of the United States and the Brits and others within the deep state trying to go after UNRWA for the purposes of starving out the Palestinians and then giving this celebrity chef this high profile thing to make it look like the United States was being so beneficent and providing aid. While in the meantime, the back door was closing on UNRWA. Now, again, as a libertarian, and even I would hope most constitutionalists would recognize that even that aid that goes to the Palestinians, as nice as people might think it is to give the food to those people, you have no constitutional authority to do it. And I have no moral prerogative to say to someone, you must fund the charitable organization that I think is really important, and you have no choice over your life. I mean, that's just an incredible, incredible conceit on my part. Or as F.A. Hayek might say, the fatal conceit. So, going back to these guys, I personally think that this was done intentionally. I think they didn't care about those people. I think that it might even go as deep and as evil as the Biden administration, knowing that there were going to be some of those people targeted that were part of his group that was brought in there, bringing that group in to get the celebrity position of it, then allowing the IDF to blast them, to get them out of there, and then to get rid of the people who the other organizations that might be involved. Now, the only thing that would hold me back from, you know, being really certain on that would be there are a couple things. First, they would probably, if the United States gave the go-ahead to Israel to do it, they would probably be quite aware that Israel doing it would add to even more opposition to the United States funding weapons to Israel. Whether they coordinated on how it would be done and they were disappointed with how it was done, I don't know. But that is a possibility, and I wanted to throw that out there as some speculation to finally just shut the door on all the food aid, make it look like, well, we tried, right? And wait to hear John Kirby. They've got great coverage of Kirby here. And again, it's that dance. We've got rules while we give them weapons.
And it was an insidious one that we covered last week. This was the scene of a car carrying five World Central Kitchen aid workers and a Palestinian driver. And you can clearly see they were hit with a drone strike. The missile went right through the World Central Kitchen logo on top of the car. And the scenario in which they were killed is shocking. According to Israeli media, Let's read a machine translation of a Haaretz article, or at least summarize it, explaining how these aid workers were killed in a deconflicted zone in the central Gaza city of Deir al-Bala, where they were seeking to set up field kitchens. And keep in mind, as Wyatt Reed and I reported something that was buried in or left out of other media reports about WCK coming to Gaza. They were coordinating directly with the Israeli military and COGAT, which is the Israeli military bureaucratic branch in charge of maintaining the siege of Gaza. So this is machine translation of Haaretz, basically saying the attack in which seven aid workers were killed, in the vehicle convoy during which a drone fired three missiles, one after the other. The description of the events preceding the attack indicates that a convoy and three cars from the World Central Kitchen left last night to accompany an aid truck to the organization's food warehouse in the Deir al-Bala area of central Gaza Strip. The vehicles were clearly marked as belonging to the organization on the roof or on the sides. However, according to the sources briefed on the details of the incident, The unit responsible for securing the access, the Israeli army unit responsible for securing the access where the convoy was traveling, identified an armed man on the truck and suspected that he was a terrorist, a member of Hamas. Anyone in Hamas can be killed.
Listen to this part, because this just shows you, this really exposes the absolute deceit and total, utter bottom-dwelling lack of respect that these Israeli forces have for truth. They claim there was an armed man in the convoy aboard the truck, right? So there's a difference between the truck and the convoy. The truck might have had an armed man on it for security purposes, as you'll hear Max and Aaron discuss also. They amplify on this, but I wanted to make sure I stressed this. These are very clear distinctions that these political people seem to think they can pull the wool over people because they're too numbed, I don't know, you know, watching videos or something, you know. I have no idea. It just makes no sense to me. You know, what are they doing, watching The View or something? I don't know. But not all of us are comfortably numb. And we can recognize the fact that they would probably have an armed person aboard, and even if they didn't have an armed person aboard, if the armed person was on the truck stopped and offloaded, and these people came back in separate vehicles. So check this out. There's a time difference here, and there's a difference in vehicles that the IDF isn't mentioning. It's incredible. Check it out.
terrorist, a member of Hamas, anyone in Hamas can be killed. Until the preliminary operations for the attack, blah, 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 the truck arrived at the warehouse along with the other three vehicles, including seven volunteers, two Palestinians, who are dual U.S. and Canadian citizens, and then the rest were Australian, British, Polish. A few minutes later, the three cars at World Central Kitchen left the warehouse without the truck on which the gunman was allegedly identified. So without that, and I'll go into that in a second, the person did not leave the premises of the warehouse. So this is a security source inside the Israeli military saying that as these three cars left the warehouse, there was no armed man with them. While the convoy was traveling on the approved route, approved by the military, the location of the unit responsible for securing the route ordered the drone operators to attack one of the vehicles with a missile. I mean, this is already absolutely crazy. Some of the passengers were seen getting out of the car after the missile hit, so they survived the first drone strike and moved to another car. They continued the journey trying to escape from an Israeli drone on the approved Israeli route and even informed those responsible for them, the HML, the military unit responsible for their protection, that they'd been attacked. Seconds later, a second missile hit their vehicle. Then the third car in the convoy approached them and the passengers had survived the second attack. They transferred into the third vehicle, wounded people, and tried to get them out of danger. But then a third missile was fired at the third car and all seven of the volunteers were killed in that final attack.
So that is preliminary information, and I want to give you more information as we go into this, because I want to make sure that we cover a number of these things. And going into the use of these guys as the sort of proxy for Biden to make it look like they're doing good things, okay? And then we're going to go into John Kirby. And you probably saw that, what I put into the news flash little segment there, and I'm trying to add that into the news flash with some bite from the day or the past couple days that's still pertinent that people might want to keep in mind or will expose some ridiculous thing that is happening in the news. You probably noticed John Kirby's absolute dismissal of the woman asking him the question, his authoritarian, haughty attitude. Let's go into a little bit about this organization that was selected by the Bidenistas. Here we go.
They're biting the hand that feeds Israel, is biting the hand that feeds it.
As you guys reported at the Gray Zone, you and Wyatt Reed, Jose Andres' group was building like a little port to deliver aid to Gaza out of the rubble of homes from Gaza.
Yep.
That's the extent of his collaboration. And recall, and Ali Abanima, I believe, pointed this out too, that after October 7th, Jose Andres put out a statement basically blaming Hamas for everything and saying Israel has a right to defend itself. So basically signaling his support for Israel's mass murder campaign.
Yeah, this is the some footage of the port they're building.
Whoops,
and that just got us demonetized because it has some copyrighted music in the background. Anyway, yeah, this is the... I mean, you look at this, and yeah, they got the UAE, United Arab Emirates, to sponsor this. Basically, probably the U.S. State Department went to the UAE and said, you sponsor this. Something to do.
Of course, you have to have, a lot of quick cuts in there. Very important to have the quick cuts. You know, it makes it look very active, like, oh, there's so much going on here. Meanwhile, you know, about 1,000 yards distance, homes have been destroyed. Another border just a few miles away. People are gathered there. A hospital's being destroyed. People are starving to death because they have closed food gates and shot UN food workers at those land-based gates. But, you know, this is really action-oriented and very exciting to show the kindness of the West.
40 tons of food on this ship with this NGO called Open Arms, and they're building a jetty in northern Gaza with the rubble of Palestinian homes against the wishes, I would assume, of most people who own those homes. I mean, they're still the owners of those homes, but they're all evacuated, ethnically cleansed, stuck in the South. Who knows if there are human remains in those homes? And this is the beginning of the Gaza death port that the Biden administration has proposed to build 2 months from now, which we've covered extensively. And Aaron, I mean, that port, is it really to bring aid in, or is it to bring a certain something out?
Yes, I think we know exactly what he's talking about there. Aaron asks him to amplify on that, but I think we know very clearly it's part of the genocide campaign to clear people out of there. Let's now go over to, this is actually that same bit from the recount. This is a news reporter asking John Kirby about what's going on and if the United States government is going to change policy here. Now, this is where I sort of want to bring the focus in, because it also pertains to the Ukraine policy, And I'll show you some information about, you probably are aware about, what some of the things that they've been plotting and planning, trying to steal more Russian assets to use those, $100 billion to give to Ukraine, more weapons to Ukraine, which is something that Speaker Johnson wants to make sure he gets out there. But first, before we go to the Ukraine policy-wise, and a very key question to avoid normalcy bias, to skirt around that beast of normalcy bias, let's go to John Kirby at the White House as this reporter asks him what I think more and more reporters are finally starting to ask. Hey, you keep saying that, you know, you have these policies. Are you actually going to stop giving the weapons to these people? Because that could actually stop this.
So how can the U.S. continue to send aid to Israel without any conditions? Yes, they've already.
We're not sending aid to Israel. We're sending aid into Gaza, and that's.
How can the U.S. continue to send military aid to Israel without any conditions? Is there no red line?
We've had this discussion, you and me, quite a bit from up here. They're still under a viable threat of Hamas. We're still going to make sure that they can defend themselves and the 7th of October doesn't happen again. That doesn't mean that it's a free pass
And the way we've had this conversation, it's like, seriously, dude, you're talking to the woman like you're a teacher? You scumbag. What a derelict soul. I hope he shapes up. I doubt that he will. As Max and Aaron noted, it looks like both John Kirby and Jean-Corinne Pierre are gunning for getting through this, having managed, as they would tell their future employers, managed the White House in this area and this area during a time of warfare for our allies to be able to get massive salaries from lobbying firms or defense contractors to go work with them. And they'll be all set after this. This is what they're doing. They're trying to get through this crucible. When they're done, they're in the gravy for the rest of their lives. That is how much they care about these innocent people. And I think Max and Aaron are 100% correct on that analysis of this, because I can't see any other explanation for this absolutely despicable deflection, constant deflection. And then added to that, the arrogant condescension of that man on the screen right there. Incredible. We seem to have had this conversation many times here. Yeah, that's because you continue to fatuously say the same thing and you are not asking for a change that actually sees you respond. You're not responding. You're just saying, well, we expect you to do this. Here's some more.
That we look the other way when something like this happens.
You do. You've done it over and over again. That's why they're continuing to do it with your weapons, bought with my sweat and toil.
That we aren't and haven't since the beginning of the conflict urged the Israelis to be more precise, to be more careful, and quite frankly, to increase the amount of humanitarian assistance that gets in.
So let's ask this question. Let's put it in a very basic true crime terms. You're always hearing these ads for podcasts and stuff. I think the true crime stuff is kind of weird. I don't really understand that. Like, I understand people are curious to see if, like, the bad guy got caught or whatever. But sometimes it gets really weird. Like, people get titillated or they have this weird sort of morbid curiosity about stuff. And they're being entertained at the expense of, you know, people's lives being taken. I don't get it. I don't understand. But then again, you know, I haven't had a lot of conversations with people who read true crime or watch those videos. But imagine it is one of those things. You've got a podcast. It's a four-part podcast. You can get it on iHeart or whatever, right? And it's all about this kidnapper and somebody who was bringing the kidnapper all of the tools of the kidnapper's torture of the person inside. And the person who was bringing the tools to the kidnapper knew exactly what the kidnapper was doing. And every time he would bring the weapons to that guy, or maybe sometimes, or the tools of exploitation or whatever they might be, this supplier would say, well, you know, I expect you to use these things in a certain way. And what if somebody were to have investigated and they found these messages from the kidnapped person and they gave them to the supplier and they say, hey, supplier, look, I've got these messages from the kidnapped person. That person's being tortured. All the stuff you're bringing over. Well, I don't want to hear anymore. I think we've had this conversation before now. You know, I mean, please, let's not be children here, okay? The bell's going to ring soon. Let's all settle down. You'll get to the buses. Come on, I'm the adult here. And let me just tell you, we have expectations. Yeah, you said that, but again, we've had this conversation before. Yeah, we keep having the conversation because you're not actually acting on any of the things that you say you have expectations for the behavior of this kidnapper. That's what this guy is facilitating. That's what John Kirby is. Absolute criminal.
I haven't been asked about it yet, but I expected I would be. You know, there was a discussion just yesterday with our Israeli counterparts about Rafah. Now, this one was done virtually. We expect there'll be an in-person meeting here in a week's time or so. But the whole reason to have that meeting was to talk about our concerns over a major ground operation in Rafah and to present viable alternatives for them to be more precise and more targeted. So the idea that we're some class of the graveyard here, we're not paying attention to the civilian casualties.
Seems they were pretty darn precise on that convoy of three vehicles, don't you think?
Or the civilian suffering is just not true.
These are verbal urgings, verbal commitments. There's no other incentive besides.
I know you want us to hang some sort of condition over their neck, and what I'm telling you is that we continue to work with the Israelis to make sure that they are as precise as they can be, and that more aid's getting in, and we're going to continue to take that approach.
Now I could stop it there and move into the next phase of this about this rhetoric, this policy rhetoric that they keep coming up with. I've been saying this for weeks, right? You know it. I know it. We have the same vibe oftentimes, I bet. And maybe you mention it with your friends or maybe some of those Christian Zionist supporters saying, how can you support this? Explain to me and let me offer you some information. There's more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.